As a new druid, I used this book as an anchor to explore an unknown spiritual path. Since that time, I've returned to it again and again for my personal practice. I've recommended it to many people who are interested in nature spirituality, and I've used it extensively in the context of teaching and mentoring these practices as both the Grand Archdruid in the Ancient Order of Druids in America, AODA, and as a community leader supporting groves and gatherings in the eastern United States. My experiences are hardly unique, and in fact, represent a common consensus about the impact of this work over the last 15 years. In the hundreds of application essays and degree exams I've read for AODA, and in the many conversations I've had at gatherings and events, Druids routinely cite the Druidry Handbook as one of the most important books in helping to cultivate their interest in Druidry and in shaping their core practices. New Druids describe the accessibility of the text and explain how the Druidry Handbook is the book that has most helped them learn and explore nature spirituality. Experienced Druids note the importance of this work in deepening their understanding of the history, symbolism, and practices in our tradition. While its contributions are numerous, there are three major impacts this work has had on modern Druidry. The first major impact is in promoting Druidry as a path of nature personality that embraces personal spiritual development, offers accessibility to diverse individuals, and provides opportunities for adaptation to wide-ranging personal paths. Other approaches to Druid spirituality often require adherence to a specific set of beliefs or cosmologies, while Greer's approach promotes developing an individual spiritual practice. Both the second and third parts of the Druidry Handbook offer examples of adaptations and options that allow Druids to develop flexible, engaging practices that are aligned with their existing belief structures or that allow new beliefs to take shape. That is, a Druid with a Christian background will find as much of use in this work as one with a pagan or Buddhist background or no background at all. Additionally, this approach requires one to take personal responsibility for one's spiritual practices. The impact of this cannot be overstated. It has opened up a nature spirituality originally rooted in the British Isles to anyone, anywhere, who wants to practice and has helped cultivate a global movement in Druidry where a diversity of beliefs is celebrated. Another reason that the Druidry Handbook has been so impactful